is often associated with family, routine, and spiritual calm. But for some students connected to Qatar this year, Ramadan looked very different. This is Al-Juri and Azak Yunus, and in this piece we look at how two students experience Ramadan during a time of fear, separation, and sudden change. For Asha A, a 21-year-old psychology student in Istanbul, Ramadan was spent alone in Turkey, while her parents remained in Qatar.
So I had to stay at uni for iftar, and I had to like break my fast there just with like one date or water, where I'm usually with my family, it's the opposite. And then I'll have to attend my classes, study and do things like that. It was super lonely. This was the first Ramadan which was this lonely, maybe because of everything going on. And it was really uncertain, like how it should be and how it won't be. Is my family okay? Would they be safe throughout or not? And yeah, I couldn't focus how I should have focused during Ramadan this time. So it was like I wasted my potential for Ramadan.
For Asha, Ramadan became a month of distance, loneliness, and trying to recreate the feeling of home by herself. For Yepkin Aynur, a second-year Northwestern University in Qatar student from Kazakhstan, the disruption took another form. She was evacuated from Qatar and returned home to Atrayu during Ramadan. According to Doha News, the embassy has evacuated more than 1,600 Kazakh tourists and more than 40 students from Qatar since March 3rd. Even on that journey, Ramadan continued.
We got the message very unexpectedly. We have a WhatsApp group with the Embassy of Kazakhstan for students where they sometimes send us updates and announcements. In that chat, they wrote that anyone who wanted to be evacuated to Kazakhstan should message that they were ready. So we start replying in the chat. After that, they said, "We're expecting you at the embassy in an hour." Luckily, I already had my suitcase packed because I had been thinking there might be an emergency evacuation. Before the evacuation, while we were still in the dorms, they gave us iftar every day because it was still Ramadan. Every day they provide us with iftar and dinner. There was not hot food, dates, fruit, juice and everything like that. They were providing that daily. There was also a wellness team and students could talk to a psychologist, go for a walk and just talk to someone if they need support. Now I'm in Atra in my hometown. We have online classes and the most important thing is that we are safe.
For one student, Ramadan meant staying alone in Turkey while worrying about family in Qatar. For the other, it meant returning to Kazakhstan through an emergency evacuation and spending Ramadan back home. Their experiences were very different, but both show how faith, routine, and family can feel completely different in a time of crisis. This is Al-Juri and Azak Yunus. Thanks for listening.